Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Tuesday, 9th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 17th Shawwal, 1441. We have all experienced times when suddenly our eyes open in the middle of the night. Some of us may even experience this every night. What do we normally do? We may check the time or have a sip of water. Some of us may even check our mobile phone to see if anyone has messaged. And mostly, we just turn sides and go back to sleep. Today, let us learn a very special dua, a very simple dua, and a very quick dua, which will make these few moments of our eyes opening and closing into a very special time and a time where all our wishes can come true. There is a hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which we learn that if anyone wakes up in the middle of the night, so a person sleeping, suddenly the eyes open, and during these moments when the eyes open, he recites the following dua. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. It's a combination of the third and fourth kalima. So, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Until there is the fourth kalima. And then, سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So, a person's eyes open and during these few moments, he recites this dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that after reciting dua, if he supplicates or repents by saying Allahumma ghfirli or supplicates with any other dua, it will certainly be accepted. If he then chooses to get up for optional salah, his salah is assured to be accepted. Now this is a very simple action. So we need to learn this dua and quickly bring this into our lives. With this, we need to also remember that if by just reading this short dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua immediately, then what would happen if we got up and went through a small amount of difficulty by performing wudu and reading two rak'at, then how much acceptance would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us? So we need to utilize these very special moments of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn this short dua, and the next time your eyes open, read this dua, and thereafter ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any of your needs. Inshallah, it is hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept those needs of ours. Inshallah, until tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.